Listen, I have an announcement to make before we do anything else. They've made me a substitute cop out here tonight, so I'm supposed to tell you that don't smoke in here because it pisses them off, burns the seats, and causes untold destruction to this magnificent hall.
Hup! 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 Hup!
So please cooperate, boys and girls. Don't smoke out there because they won't let us do it up here. We'll just, we'll rough it until intermission and then we'll jump out in the lobby and...
One. One. Tepid mackerel. Hup! Ho! Oh, Jeff's mic.
Howard's mic does not work. Howard's mic.
He'll be back in a few minutes, ladies and
gentlemen. One light year away from Columbus. One, two.
Don't forget to support the Buckeyes tomorrow in the big game when they beat the Blue. Yeah, just knock the shit out of them. Boy, what spirit, kids. You're really together. Let's get wasted afterwards. Everybody come to my room. Up.
They're fine when nobody's playing, Dick, but I'm afraid once we start, we won't be able to hear. We'll settle that, Lincoln.
I don't want to put you up tight, kids, but we're going to begin our show now.
No. Wait.
The Adventures of Paladin.
I've gone where cavalry's the guard of a man. A night without rival in a savage land.
As we join Paladin and his good friend Hayboy in a plush San Francisco hotel, we find Paladin and Hayboy together in the lobby, and Hayboy is saying to Paladin,
Paladin, what do you want? You want pineapple chicken, almond duck, barbecue pork, sesame seed pork, Toyota Land Cruiser, salted nut roll?
Maybe you want hot lead enema, Paladin. Maybe you want the entire city of Columbus, Ohio, disguised as 1955. What you want?
No, hey boy. You little queen. Just book a room in this plush San Francisco hotel for me and my sister. And if anybody asks where I am, tell them this.
You said tell them this?
Patton said tell them this. Didn't mean in my part to say, Patton, you commit incest, you old sack.
Tell them this. Oh, Paladin, you gesture hypnotically.
And Paladin, and Paladin does gesture hypnotically as he reaches into his back right-hand pocket to pull forth the card of lust, danger, romance, and adventure.
This is a song about vegetables that keep you regular to do a bit for ya.
Vegetable tree, vegetable tree.
don't bother about their friends in the vegetable kingdom, Columbus, Ohio. They think, what can I say? What can I say to a person who lives in a town where football is really important? I suppose you could come into Columbus, Ohio, just in a friendly sort of way, say to the natives that I hope your football game turns out okay, because it means a lot to you.
We hope the field doesn't fall.
Or you could say if you got some of the most rancid weather in the Midwest around here, some of the most unattractive buildings, and an unfortunate ordinance about smoking in an auditorium. What else can you say? It's Columbus, Ohio. Why would anybody want to live in a place like that? Well, there must be something good here.
No,
I'm sure there's something good here.
We beat their ass on the grass. We'll beat them tomorrow.
Sheraton by the airport. I suppose you could walk up to these people, you know, in Columbus, Ohio, and in a friendly sort of way, tell them how you feel about muffins. Through the neck magic trick is performed by Porco the Magnificent and his assistant Birdman Fitzgerald, followed by a tune from the Chunga's Revenge album called Crying for Charlena. I know we're in Columbus, Ohio when somebody sits up there and goes, I want to hear Fico. It can happen here. It can happen here. I'm telling you, my dear, that it can happen here. Because I've been checking it out, baby. I checked it out a couple of times. Oh, darling, I believe me when I tell you that it can happen here. Who would imagine that there was freak out somewhere in Kansas?
Kansas.
What's the origin of that ugly tongue? Who could imagine that they would freak out Somewhere in Minnesota.
Minnesota,
St.
Paul.
Who could imagine that there was freakout in Columbus?
Thank you.
Toronto Emporium and Barn Stable Ugly Cop Hall, we bring you the amazing Porco the Magnificent, as of course represented this evening by the Algonquin Twins, along with their cohort, Birdman Fitzgerald, in a death-defying magic act guaranteed to bring you back the Corn Belt country style here in the Midwest, the home of Iggy.
Yeah. if they would just tender on home to me.
Christmas of next year in United Artists Theaters.
Kent.
And the name of this song is Penis Dimension. And here's the story behind it. For the people of Columbus, Ohio, has told you in words that you can probably relate to. Picture yourself a rock and roll musician in a rancid band, which is not as big as the Beatles, touring around the United States and all the terrible dangers that would face a person in that situation. For instance, going to get a hamburger in the middle of the night in a small town.
White Castle!
White Castle Burgers, of course! Picture this little band going into a White Castle Burger store, where they meet an offensive character who calls himself Lonesome Cowboy Bert. And let's face it, guy's a redneck, okay? He's got 5 American flag stickers on his truck, all across the back of the rear window of his pickup truck. And he's got a pair of matched
shotguns rack mounted on the rear view mirror. Licensed, of course, to kill.
Former Marine.
An American of the first water. Here's Cowboy Burton. He's standing in a White Castle hamburger place, and we walk in, and he says something to us like, "Is that a boy or a girl or a turkey?"
Hey, you name it, Luke, and you can have it.
And he expresses a whole bunch of unpleasant feelings about the way in which he relates to his environment and the way we look, the stuff that gets him uptight. So in a friendly sort of way, we are forced to remind him that the origin of all of his trouble is between his legs. That is to say, an overwhelming concern with his penis dimension and the ramifications thereof. And sometimes a concern for the size of the titties of all the girls nearby. And so we have this song that tells all about it. It's rated R. Anybody who doesn't like R-rated material that has words like titties and dick and cock and penis and stuff like that in it, leave immediately. Because you're on the...
And if you're not offended, we're at the Sheraton Motor Hotel by the airport.
All right, boys and girls, let's get down to business here. I know you just came down here to have somebody say penis on the microphone.
Hey, man, what is the deal?
Howard's microphone could come on.
Howard's microphone could be turned on.
One, two.
Four. He has this very weak voice. He needs help as much as...
One, two.
No, this mic eats. One, two. Man, where are you at? I'm saying simply this, stage crew. It's all part of the show, guys.
All right.
One, two.
Dignified ladies, that the size of the titties themselves
might provide elements of subconscious tension. Weird, twisted anxieties that could force any person to have to become a politician, a policeman, a Jesuit monk,
Dominus Vobiscum Edcum Spiritu Tuo,
Edgar Winner, a rock and roll guitar player, a wino, a vampire, you name it. And in the case of the ladies, the ones that can't afford a silicone beef up, they become writers of hot books.
Manuel the Gardener placed his burning phallus in her quivering quim.
Or Carmelite nuns.
Gonzo, the lead guitar player, placed his mutated member in her slithering slit.
Or racehorse jockeys. Yes. Now there is no reason why you or your loved one should suffer about the size of their organ. There are enough problems in this damn world today, right?
Right on! Coming mothers! Right on!
Now, if you're a girl and you've got munchkin tits, you can console yourself with this age-old line from grammar school. Help me out, brothers, will you?
Anything over a mouthful is wasted.
Yeah. And if you're a guy right here in this audience, and you're ashamed about the size of your cock, let me tell you, one night, you're at a party and you're with some lady you've been wanting for a really long time, and you're really kind of, you're just cool, you know. Somebody comes up to you at this party that you never met, you never saw him before once in your whole life, and he looks you up and down, and he says,
8 inches or less.
Well, let me tell you, brothers and sisters, this is the time when you gotta turn around and look that son of a bitch right between the eyes. And you gotta tell him the words that could change his life, could show him some insight to make him follow the path. You gotta tell him these words. And at this moment, I would like to ask my brother, Jeffrey Simmons, who will tell you these words. Jeffrey?
Material is awfully sophisticated for Columbus, Ohio.
Jeff! Will you tell him the fucking words, man?
And the sacred presence herein. And I tell you, Gus, you tell me what that is. You tell me what the fuck that is. Hey, listen. We've been hearing all those cards and letters coming up from Toledo all the way from Grand Rapids outside of Michigan, Birmingham, Michigan, all the way on up to Oshkosh, and we feel here on Corn Belt Country Style that we ought to bring you the preachings and the gospel. You're fucking. Okay. We're about to present the Bill Anderson Show from Music City, Nashville, Tennessee. Now presents the devotional organ fixture of our sacred song for the air. And I know you Sunbeam Bread fans have been writing it, bringing in those cards, and of course old Pugnose Wade Ray and Big Ears Track Green all waiting for you with the sacred song of the hour. That's a real heartbreaker, and it's entitled, before I tell you what the name of the song is, of course, before I give you a word from our sponsors and of course the Holy Ghost and all the rest of them assholes, I tell you, the true church is right here, ladies and gentlemen. This is an old Peruvian trick. You go like, oh yeah, you go like, oh yeah, you go like, anyway, as I was saying here on Cornbell Country Style, before we
break into the rest of our rock numbers for this evening, I'm going to tell you that it's going to be performed by Mr. Wayne. Let me hear you repeat it. Wayne Buttram Ephraim Baby Ulrich Underwood. The world's only trained Australian dingo who now plays a Hammond cut down to a B3. And his noxious version of the sacred song for the hour, my rump hair's long for your sweet love, whether you like it or not.
Thank you, Jeff.
Just tell him these words.
Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, at this time we ask you if you know the words to my rump hair's long for your sweet love, whether you like it or not, please join in with us. And we will reach Jesus Christ, our Savior. Thank you very much.
My rumpers, I say my butters, long for your sweet love, whether you like it or not.
What's between your legs is just the last few inches of a complex. Which runs up and down the spinal cord and all up to the human brain. Which, if used correctly, can effectively increase the dimension and the firepower of your kick to the point where
here's Frankie.
hello to the hot girl.
Ooh.
They call him the animal.
Do, do, do.
Wait a minute, we got some work to do. Well, boys and girls, it's time for the second half of our giant two-unit program. Disturbed about the fact that they haven't gotten laid for about 3 days. So, on behalf of the loyal members of our rocking teen combo, I would like to make this appeal to the hot girls of the Midwest. The ones that like to get it on, just wait out in the parking lot someplace, disguised as a pygmy with an overcoat on. And make your way towards the gray-haired gentleman here. Or the robust tie-dye gentleman over there. Or maybe even the fleecy one in the corner with the electric bass. Or towards the...
I'm telling you, you'll never regret it.
Yeah, okay, fine.
Shut up! I'll trade you for whatever you've got in your hand for this box on the floor. Or you can take the money.
Everybody sing! Bringing in the sheaves. We will come and guide thee. Bringing in the sheaves.
Let's go!
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, Thank you. night, boys and girls. See you later. Brothers with their world famous pyramid trick.
The Sanzini Brothers!
Jeff Simmons.
Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, the Sanzini Brothers famous pyramid trick. One night only in Columbus, Ohio, I'm telling you. Such a deal I wouldn't wish on the Sanzini's own family reunion, held everywhere and every year. At Pontiac, Michigan, home of the Big Indian. Now listen to me, friends. May I introduce the Sanzini brothers to you? Gustav! Rip off! And of course, Monty Hall. And now, the basis of the famous Sanzini Pyramid Trick, perfected years ago by the Mohicans, who long roamed this area and smoked a lot of stuff. Okay, now listen to me, friends. As the peace pipe sets slowly in the west, we notice that right here today, we're forming the Hulk, which is the basis of the pyramid trick, of course. The Hulk.
Ooh, it's 23 cents a pound in Chicago.
The Hulk! Are you hip to it? Can you dig it?
Huh?
Can you dig the Sanzini?
Huh?
Ooh, yeah!
Right now, the pyramid trick is about to be displayed.
Are you ready, Ripoff?
I'm ready, man. I don't mean to tell you people wrong, but this may be the biggest thing that ever happened here since Quaker Oats moved its little laboratory to the outside of town.
The pyramid trick! The biggest thing that ever happened to Columbus, Ohio.
Thank you, Emma.
Isn't that the biggest thing that ever happened in Columbus, Ohio?
Good job! Let's boogie with canned heat!
Thank you.